Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Napa Know-How. At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
That Lil Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, but it said Mr. Worldwide. You already know what it is. Listen to my new podcast, From Negative to Positive. Subscribe today. Now, part of the things that we're doing over here at Negative to Positive is encouraging people to change their lives, change the things that are within their power. I want to thank our good friends at KFC for helping me bring this to you. Feed your whole crew with KFC. Let's go. I can get the KFC bucket of chicken, and you know, that's fire. Now, Babo, you know that. You could get that mac and cheese, that mashed potato, gravy, those biscuits. Now that's trouble right there. That is fire right there. You know, on Negative to Positive, we always talking about striving and achievement. And the Colonel Sanders story is a story that inspired me since I was 10 years old. Look how our life comes full circle. Now I'm talking about Colonel Sanders and Kentucky Fried Chicken and how much I love it. Listen to my new podcast, From Negative to Positive. Check out the vodcast. Subscribe today. Apple Podcast, Podcast One, Spotify.
Welcome, welcome to Collider Live. Happy Monday. We're almost done with this year. I'm your host, Arena. We're all exhausted, but happy to be almost done here. Joining me, John Roca.
Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, you old Collider Live. Merry Christmas, you old building alone.
That was so weird, but I loved it. Mark Riley. Always a pleasure. Tired, like the rest of us.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm here. My body's somewhere else.
It's fine.
My brain is somewhere else. My body happens to be here.
What's that song?
I don't know. What song is it?
My body. I forget what that song is called. But anyways, joining us in the booth, Cody and Alex Mazzonia.
What voice was John doing? I don't know. That's Jimmy Stewart, you son of a bitch.
It's kind of Jimmy Stewart.
Clarence!
Is that
Clarence?
What you were doing?
That was Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah. It kind of is, yeah.
Larry! We should do the whole show like this.
Oh my God, Cody.
I don't know how to do these
Cody
American
Jameis
accents.
Winston threw five interceptions again.
You're right, John. You're absolutely right. Well, you know, on Sundays.
We're going to talk about Star Wars, right?
No, we're not.
We're
going to
talk
all
day
about Star Wars.
Yes, we
are done talking about Star Wars.
Well, but the Shy Guy is coming to an end. We got to talk about it. Every angle.
No, we can't talk about
every
Star Wars
little
anymore.
Angle.
We are only talking about Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. That's fine. See what you started?
Babu Frick.
Babu Frick and Baby Yoda go on a road trip, right?
Oh, my God.
And that's how you bring Star Wars back.
That's perfect.
People tuning in right now are like, what are they on? Because
we're almost on vacation.
This is literally going to be an hour show. We're going to take your calls.
Yes.
We're going to have some fun. But then we are leaving this office.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Cody?
Getting the F out.
Nope. I am working.
Cody's still working.
All day today. All day today as well.
Okay. Well, Mark and I are leaving this office.
You guys, you should just put it in the calendar like I did and just say, I'm out.
Why didn't you guys do that?
Because I didn't want to shoot three pre-tape shows every day next week.
I
had to. That's
because you have too many podcasts, John.
No. Oh, outside of the show.
Yeah.
Outside of Collider, I do have a lot of podcasts.
Yes.
But at Collider,
I would say.
You know. Yeah.
No, just saying. But anyways, always happy to have you guys. I am very excited that the year is over. It's been a crazy year. Good, bad things as always. But we're going to actually rank our best movies of the year, which I'm excited about. Because there's so many good movies, and we usually get to talk about the big franchise movies here, but I'm happy to talk about new movies that people don't really hear about that they should be watching, because we got a lot of great art this year.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah, and speaking of art, who saw Saturday Night Live this weekend?
Yeah!
Dude, how awesome was that?
Eddie Murphy.
How to be a hoe. It was the best.
It was so good.
So good. Gumby was the best part.
I don't know, man. Like, seeing Buckwheat sing those songs.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Dude, when he sang Feliz Navidad, I was dying.
I like that that Eddie was so smart about it. That all the English he got wrong, but he spoke the Spanish perfectly.
I was like,
Buckwheat's really a Latino.
Exactly. I just thought it was just so cool to see those characters back. And whoever was the team of writers doing that did a fantastic job. I felt like a little kid watching SNL again, like in the 80s.
It was amazing to see him back. It felt like, oh, God. It felt like somebody said it was like in 1983 that you could see a Star Wars movie and then see Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live. So it was like this weird nostalgia perfect thing weekend. But for him, you Gumby. That was my favorite. And then when Buckwheat shows up, I'm like, I wonder if he's going to do Buckwheat. And he did.
And he did, man. Dude, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
It was just so great. Cody, Alex, did you guys grow up with that?
No, I was in the 90s era. I had the Sandler Fartley. Those were my my guys. So, but I did watch the episode this past week, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's great.
Good. Really good, right?
Yeah. I love the dinner sketch one.
Oh, yeah.
The family dinner. The fruit table.
That was really
good. No.
That was perfect.
The holiday baking one. That was the one.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
That was genius.
That got me because we watch all those things on Food Network. Yeah. So Julie perks up. She's like, what is this? I'm like, oh, shit. Here we go. Here we go. It was like demon cake.
That was the brilliant thing about the sketches. Like, it's funny enough that you messed up the cakes and they look terrible. The fact that you open a portal to hell is like a whole other thing. It was genius.
It was just every sketch, not just the ones where he brought back, you know, the old school characters, but every sketch was really good. The commercials were hilarious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish it was like this every weekend. Is it? I haven't seen it in a while.
Not really.
Lizzo was a badass.
Lizzo was great.
Because she's great. I really am into that Lizzo that the kids are into.
I loved his opening monologue.
Yes.
Bringing on all the peeps. I loved seeing all of them stand up there, rock.
Chappelle.
That was amazing. He said half of Netflix budget is standing up here right now.
Brilliant. And then what did Tracy Morgan close with?
He said, I made my millions on the road. He goes, oh, yeah, just touring us. No, I got hit by a truck.
Yeah,
he literally got hit by a truck.
It's like when you're in Tracy a coma, Morgan. You can make that joke. Exactly.
And Eddie's laughing. His uncomfortable laugh was brilliant. But then the Beck Bennett thing, him trying to jump in, the white dude trying to jump in, Beck Bennett, and then having Tracy go, Keenan. It was Keenan. He was we won't have any of that.
That's perfect.
No, it was good times.
So good.
Did you see, though, that he did fire some shots at Bill Cosby and his reps responded to Eddie Murphy?
Oof.
Did you see that?
What was the response?
Well, here's the headline.
It was a really good joke.
Bill Cosby's rep calls Eddie Murphy a Hollywood slave after SNL joke.
Jesus.
Yeah, here we
go. Jesus.
Okay. Well, somebody's bitter in jail for doing bad shit.
Yeah.
I mean...
Sorry.
Sorry.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you know.
Sorry, Bill Cosby. I used to like you a lot when I was a kid.
Merry Christmas, you old Bill Cosby.
Anyways.
Ooh. Merry Christmas to put the pills in the people. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Oh, no.
You
no.
fool. No, I love the joke was if you would have told me back then.
If you'd have told me 30 years ago that I would be this boring stay-at-home house dad and Bill Cosby would be in jail. Even I would have took that bet.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's America's dad now, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
That was brilliant.
How times have changed.
They sure have. But good episode overall. I loved it.
Yeah,
I was
loved very happy
seeing him
with
back.
So we have to talk about a few plugs today, guys. One of them is our Star Wars fan ranking has dropped today that Christian Rubalcaba has been working on.
Yeah.
So the first, number 10 movie was released today. And you got all of us nerds talking about,
Star Wars.
What we talk about, what they pay us to talk about, which is Star
Wars. Star
there
Wars.
You go. Yeah.
Star Wars.
Yeah. Baby Yoda.
Well, I like Star the fact Wars. That this was a fan voted on list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were all surprised by the rankings. Let me tell you all, authentically, we were told nothing about the rankings until we got on the set and then Christian connected the mics to ours. Lapels, and we were told these. So what you're seeing is our authentic reactions and our authentic words in those moments. It's real stuff.
I love
it. You know, you've had enough of us telling you what we think were the best of. Now you told us, and we reacted to it. So that was brilliant.
Yeah. It was actually fun because we didn't know anything. Like Christian was just telling us, okay, so this is number 8, and I was getting nervous, and I'm like, oh, okay, this list is good so far.
Yeah.
But
I think the list came out pretty damn good, actually. Well, that's my opinion.
Well, no spoilers, but you can check it out on Collider video.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it! No, I'm kidding, Mark. Also, another thing to plug is Cody Hall is a very talented filmmaker, and along with Christian Rubalcava, Brian, Alex Marzonia, who did the music to their awesome sketch, Stage 4. Goddamn, Cody.
Hey,
you guys did an amazing job.
Thanks for finally watching it. Really appreciate it. Glad you guys enjoyed it. Rocco, what'd you think?
Thought it was great.
Oh,
maybe some of the best work I've seen in a limited amount of time.
Did you see it?
In 2019.
Yeah. He did not.
I think it should be nominated for a best documentary short.
Agreed.
Documentary short. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, documentary. Ken Napsok is president, right?
Have you ever sat down inside Cody's brain? This is what this was.
No, I keep trying to.
You guys crushed it. I watched it with the debut that you dropped on Saturday. I immediately tweeted about it. I watched it a second time because I wanted to kind of catch what you guys were doing because it elevated to the next level for you guys. Seriously.
It was the toughest one that we've had to shoot yet.
I enjoyed the hell out of this thing.
Cody,
it was so good.
Number one, where can people find it? And number two, can you talk a little bit about it? Because how the heck did you shoot that?
Yeah. First off, there's a link in the description.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep. And we shot it all in one night, and it's out, so we'll say it now. We shot it in one continuous take. It took a long ass time.
All right,
we shot
Sam
it
Mendes.
Until like 3 or 4 in the morning. It was fantastic. It was a good time.
It's so cool that you did it.
It was pretty crazy.
I never want to do another one again.
Well, you guys did a fantastic job. Everybody should check out Stage 4 because the Wangers are the most talented people here in the office.
Yeah, they'll be working
you know,
well.
No shots at you guys.
They are.
I want to play your dad, Cody, in one of these.
Okay.
I would love to play your dad.
I want you to play Alex's dad and then shave his mustache.
That's perfect.
Yeah. It was, speaking of your mustache, Alex, did that inspire you to write the score for this short? Because it was fantastic.
Sure.
Well done, Alex.
Thank
loved
you.
It.
Thank
yeah,
you very
the music
much.
Was
I appreciate
fantastic.
That. I'm very proud of this one. Mm. And, thank you for enjoying it.
There you go.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah. A man of few words, yeah. Alex Marzonia.
Really the greatest accepting speech I've ever
This is some of Alex's score, by the way.
Yeah, ooh. Listen to the score.
It's good shit. He's going to copyright us in any second.
Yeah, it's like
fantastic.
80s,
this is like Michael Mann shit from the 80s. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else to plug today, Mark? Heroes and Villains.
Yeah,
you can still buy some stuff.
The
some cool
villains,
nerd
still
stuff.
Going. What, like one more day probably to get the stuff in time for Christmas.
Right.
The links
10.
Are all active. Yep.
Live 10 is the code to use. You can use the other show's codes, but you should support us because
look at this.
We need
I'm
your help. We
I'm
need
still
the help
stealing
most.
This. Yeah.
I know, and it's a pretty cool bomber jacket. They got all of those cool things. HeroesVillains.com. Use all those codes if you still need to buy stuff for your family because consumerism.
Yeah,
it works.
Consumerism.
December. Yeah. Happy Christmas, guys. Feliz Navidad. This is why you come here.
Yeah.
But anyways, Live 10. So, should we do our rankings?
You want to do the rankings now?
I mean, not if you don't want to.
No, we
I was
can
just
do it
asking.
Now.
I was
yeah.
just asking if you wanted to.
Of course, we can. Of
unless
course,
there's something more. Unless you want to talk about Star Wars again.
Do you want to talk about Star Wars?
Actually, we do have to talk a little bit, right?
We do just have to. Let's do the box office report. Roka,
okay,
I know
fine.
You're on Movie Talk.
I was,
I'm sure you guys talked about
we
it.
We did.
Oh, God. Cody doesn't want it.
Yeah.
No. Not gonna lie, it's a little Toby reaction for That's for sure.
Well,
all right.
We talked enough about Star Wars on this channel the last week because of everybody's fighting with each other. However, we're all chill now. We're all good. We've all ranted our opinions on video.
Mm.
We're done now. We're just happy it's over. And people, you know, whether you like it or not, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Either way is fine.
Our spoiler review has been getting a lot of great responses from people saying that it's the most even-handed spoiler review they've seen.
Yeah.
That both sides are represented, both who liked it and didn't like it, and people in the middle. So I think we should all be proud of that, to be honest.
I am absolutely. I think that the reaction's been great. A lot of people have been very kind talking about Star Wars from both sides. Oh, some liked it, some didn't, some understood. So great. Now –
oh, well, I'm happy for you guys because I was called an insufferable bitch for hating on it.
What? Did you? Was it one comment?
No,
is there other positive
comments? It's actually split. Some people were like, oh, like, I'm glad Dorina was, you know, being honest with her opinion, and I appreciate that. And the other half were just like, this bitch doesn't know shit about Star Wars. And I'm
see, that's what's wrong. I don't.
Yeah.
You don't need to do
that's
that.
That's no way to go about it.
Yeah. Nope. Because whether you like it or not, man, it's your opinion.
Right.
It's just an opinion. It's okay if you like it or not.
And the opinion of people, audiences, paid their money.
Yeah.
And it made $176 million domestically. It's the lowest of the trilogy.
Yeah.
It didn't cross $200 million like I thought. It's actually a lot lower than I thought. So
it's the lowest one since when?
Lowest one in the new trilogy.
Yeah.
You know, obviously Solo opened way below this as well. But
I believe Rogue One, Force Awakens, and Last Jedi all opened higher than this domestically.
Okay, are you guys surprised?
I'm a little surprised.
I would say yes and no. Like, I you can never gauge what the fans are going to do, mm-hmm. right? For the DC movies, they will go over and over and over again because they think DC is unfairly vilified by the media and the press. So them going to see it over and over again is their way of, like, supporting DC.
Mm. Right.
With Star Wars, it's different. It feels like the fandom feels insulted. Some of the fandom feels insulted by what they've done. And certainly some of them are really upset about this movie. Some of them love this movie. Yeah. Yeah. Love it. And so I was surprised at how many people were either indifferent or not in a rush to see this thing or didn't want to see it over and over again to push right. it into the 200 million. So that surprised me. But it not doing as well didn't surprise me after the reviews came out.
Do you think it's going to pick up because of the holiday this week?
Yeah. I think it'll still open number one next week. But here's the thing. So it made 90 million on Friday, which I've seen a number of people on Twitter. They're smarter than me on this box office stuff. But they felt that was very front loaded, meaning a lot of people bought their early tickets. And so Friday night was when everybody was getting their tickets and it was going, so it was very, very high. There was a steeper drop off then for Saturday, as some people have said, word of mouth spread that the reviews weren't great. And here we are with the lowest of the trilogy. I think it's something that Disney needs to – well, they're going to redo some Star Wars stuff moving forward.
Also, it got a B-plus cinema score, which is the lowest cinema score of the trilogy as well.
Oh, so, I didn't know that. But so, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me either.
It's like you and I left that movie and we're like, that was a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We both looked at each other. We're like, yeah, that was a movie.
Yeah. Babu Freak was cool, though. Yeah.
Well, it's so apparently
they're freak going. Now. I like that. Babu
Freak. Oh, well, because I just read it in Spanish. It's Babu Freak.
Frick.
Right.
Wow. I'm like, Freak.
Babu I like
freak.
Babu Freak, though.
Droid Mechanic in the Streets, Babu Freak in the Sheets.
Oh!
That's right, Alex. Oh. Well done.
I'll take away all your memories, Ben. Oh.
Well said.
Well said.
That works. No, I got Cody. Laughs, Cody.
I liked it.
You like
know.
It.
I don't know. Final jury here.
You are into it. Okay. Well,
you're not impartial.
He's the soundbite master, John. So he's your ultimate judge.
He is. He's not an impartial juror, though.
Yeah, well, he does call it.
You said that
one,
and I was like,
oh.
I just couldn't make up my mind.
So, what do you guys think? Is this something that is now going to make them basically take a break from movies and just focus on Mandalorian and whatever other Disney Plus content? I mean, that's what they should do, right?
I think they probably should. I think there was they said they were going to announce the director after the new year for the 2022 Star Wars, but I think 2022 Star Wars might not be 2022 anymore.
Maybe we
I
don't...
think they might I think they might focus on Obi-Wan. The Cassian Andor series, I think they might look at Disney Plus as a way to continue the Star Wars brand. Well, I think they need to really look at this because as much as I loved The Rise of Skywalker, I can see its flaws very much so. And I think that a lot of audience members do see that flaw. And I think there are people that are not interested in the Disney version of Star Wars right now.
Yeah.
Right.
At least based on this. I mean, it's still – 176 million is a lot of money, don't get me wrong, but it's not 247, which was Force Awakens. It's not, 225, which was Last Jedi.
Well, I wonder if they thought that they were going to make money no matter what because it's the end of the Skywalker saga, right? Yeah. Like, and so maybe they thought they were going to be like Endgame. Which was a better movie.
Conversations I had with fans. People that I know, colleagues from across the board were like, okay, this is the end game of the Star Wars saga. Yeah. And for it to not even cross 200 million, I found to be a little troubling for Star Wars moving forward under the Disney era.
This feels like Justice League. Everyone
it does.
It was waiting for Justice League. Like they were building towards this thing and it came out and it was just riddled with being two movies shoved into each other. And tried to make it work. You had all that back behind the scenes issues going on. Same thing happened with here. You had Trevor originally on it. You take him out. Yeah, maybe it's Iger, whoever up there is reacting to the Star Wars being split over Last Jedi. Let's bring back the guy that united us with the first one. But let's make sure we close all these loopholes and do this fan service. What about a story, a really strong story? Yeah, well, let's move on to things. What about explaining things? Let's move on. And so I think in the end, I think JJ had a monumental task, and it just was a lot to ask of anybody,
yeah,
I think.
I agree.
And they didn't quite nail it.
And then what's interesting to me, though, is that, you know, a movie like Endgame does close out a franchise really well. As much as I wasn't a big a fan of Infinity War, like, I loved Endgame. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great finale. And that's hard to pull off after such a long franchise. So with Star Wars, it's weird because, you know, you can technically sort of separate this trilogy. Yeah. And then, you know, if you're a fan of the prequels or the originals or both. But it is weird to think that it's part of the entire 42-whatever-year saga that we watch. You know, and now this is how it ends. And I think that's why some of us, like, that's why I was ranty on my spoiler talk, right? When we did it, I was all like, no, Rocco, let me finish. But it was just the fangirl and fanboy inside of us that were just like, well, it's not what we wanted. Damn. Yeah.
And I was trying to keep the show under an hour.
Right.
So I couldn't let Dorina finish every point because it was 20 minutes per point. Right. So I had to keep it under an hour.
No, you should have not let me talk at all.
No. I loved your opinion.
According to the internet, yeah.
Yeah. No, bullshit. I liked your opinion. I thought it was essential to our conversation to have someone who was vehemently not like the movie because it balances everything out.
Yes.
You need it.
And I still said some positive stuff. Like Babu Freak.
Did you guys see – I don't know if it's true or not, but it makes a lot of sense to me, and it brings back around the Matt Smith. Where was he? There's a Reddit thread.
Yes, of course there is.
According to everybody. Reddit. But there was some interesting things that they said. That, I don't know if it's true or not, but they said that Matt Smith was supposed to be the son of Mortis as the main villain.
Oh.
This was a Reddit thread, so this is just speculation.
Well, they wrote the movie, so you know.
Apparently they wrote the movie. But he was going to play son of Mortis. And then apparently Iger was like, I don't think that's too inside Star Wars. We need to make it more, you know, we need this to open big. We need this. So slowly they started to cut him out and make the Emperor more. And I don't know if it's true or not.
Cody, what do you think? Should we stop talking about this?
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay.
You want to move on?
Yeah. The judge has spoken, guys. But no, look.
God damn it. Shut the fuck up. No.
God, Roka, they're moving on. Give him a break.
What? I'm sorry.
No, look. We still.
It's a good imitation, Alex.
Whatever you think of this movie, most of us are still Star Wars fans. And I am very happy the original trilogy still exists for it to see it. I'm very happy Babu Freak exists. That's like the cutest, tiny, drunkest mechanic, and I love him.
Yeah.
But so if you're going to go see this movie again, go do it with your family. Enjoy. Nobody should stop you from your enjoyment.
Absolutely.
Box office numbers don't matter because Disney keeps that money anyways, and they don't still give us any.
It still should make $1 billion.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the global total right now is $374 million. It's not as high as it's been. So we'll see if it does make $1 billion. Actually, I don't know. What do you think?
No.
I know you don't want to talk totally about it, but do you think it's not going to be $1 billion?
I know Cody said move on, but
yeah,
I don't think it's going to take $1 billion. I think Ryan Johnson's trilogy will never see the light of day, and I think Kathleen Kennedy will be gone within 2 years.
Yeah, I think
Feige
so too.
Will slide in.
Okay, well, we will see in 2 years what happens. We'll might be right, John.
I might be dead too.
Yeah. Me too,
that's the truth. We are all going to die someday.
Well,
so
since
we can look forward to that.
Exactly. Feliz Navidad. Since we're only doing an hour show and we got to open up the phone lines in a little bit, let's go through our best movies of the decade list. Of the year, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We are very happy to do that because there's a lot of movies out there that you guys may not have seen, and we want to, show you guys, like, this is a list that you should not miss. If you're going to watch Star Wars again, that's great. If you're going to watch whatever superhero movie, that's great. But there's a bunch of indie movies on these lists that are amazing and you guys should definitely check out. Mm. So, who's going to start? You want to start, Mark?
I love that you said there might be some indie movies on this list, but for me, yes, if I start.
Is it all superhero stuff?
No. I chose my favorite movies of the year, top 10. That includes some indies, but some big Hollywood blockbusters. At number 10, I do have Endgame. Because it's
a pretty good movie.
Come on.
Yeah.
It is the culmination of the MCU. They did stick the landing for me. It was one of the most enjoyable experiences I've had in the theaters with an audience, opening night, screaming, yelling, all the good stuff. The fact that Marvel did what they did with however many movies this thing was over 11 years, and to have a movie that was so satisfying for me, Endgame makes it a number 10 for me.
Yeah, that's a really, really good choice. John?
Number 10 for me is Little Women.
Little Women.
That almost made my list.
Look at that.
Listen, yeah. I am not the target audience for Little Women. My age, I'm a dude. It just isn't my it normally wouldn't be my thing, but Greta Gerwig did an incredible job making this film very understandable, relatable, interesting, making some twists on the characters' motivations, and making it feel modern. By the time the 2-hour and 15-minute runtime was done, I wanted to watch it again. All the actresses in this, and the actors, of course, Timothée Chalamet is fantastic. Chris Cooper.
It's actually Chalamet. No, I'm kidding.
Chalamet. Babu Chalamet. Yeah. I just thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you, Cody. I got one. I just loved all of them together, and I thought Greta Gerwig did an incredible job. And I think Greta Gerwig will be winning an Oscar very, very soon as Best Director.
Yeah.
I actually had Little Women in my honorable mentions because I am also not the target audience. I'm not a huge fan of these types of movies, and I love this movie.
Yeah.
This is a great movie.
Yeah.
The cast is fantastic, the direction, the music, everything. Yeah. So you guys should totally go see that. My number 10 is The New Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's a movie that I didn't know what to expect, and I ended up really enjoying, mainly because of the way it was shot, because we don't get to see movies like this anymore. As much as technology has come a long way, and it's great to see, you know, digital enhancements and color correction, all these things, it's just cool to see a movie that's shot in the old school style, and it just looked so beautiful. And of course, you know, the actors were amazing. Yeah. They were hilarious. I really, really enjoyed this movie. Yeah. It's not my favorite Tarantino, but I think I wanted to put it on my top 10 specifically because of we don't get movies like this as much anymore.
Yeah. Mm. I love Once Upon a Time, and you'll see it on my list. Yeah. So, but yeah, not for a little bit.
Yeah. Cody, Alex, did you guys come up with lists or you don't care?
Alex,
I got my list.
Alex has
Oh, that's
has
right.
Many
Alex
lists.
Has his spreadsheet.
You guys got to see this thing. Good Lord.
Oh, I've seen it. It's terrifying.
So, I don't know how. Right. Yeah.
My number 10 is Alita: Battle Angel.
Oh.
Are you kidding?
Are you joking?
Really?
Wait,
it's a great movie.
Go back and look at that spreadsheet again.
No, I mean, I haven't seen it yet.
Is that
so
from this
I hear
year?
It's great.
I thought it was like 2 years ago because it's been a long year.
It's great.
Okay.
It's so number 10.
Was
it's
amazing.
Your list, Alex.
For reals. Yeah, Alita. Right, that's awesome.
Why do you like it so much?
I thought the story was great. The use of the IMAX 3D was also incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was just like not really looking forward to it, and it surprised me in that way with that how I connected with Alita, and great. So I liked it a lot.
Okay. Excellent. Oh, good for you. What's your number 9, Mark?
Number 9, I have Marriage Story.
Nice. Mm.
Are you kidding me with this?
That's your perfect movie for
It's
you.
Not a perfect movie
no,
for me. No, yeah, right. Do not watch Marriage Story and plan wedding.
Yeah.
All right? Don't do what I did because, my God, Riley, what the fuck were you doing? But these performances are next level for me. Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson crush it. And there's a scene in that movie that made me cry because I know what it's like. And I just find it to be just a powerful, real movie. So – I had to put it in there at number 9.
Yeah. It was in my honorable mentions. Fantastic
honorable
film.
Mention.
Yeah, too much of the Kramer versus Kramer comparison for me as I was watching
sure.
it.
Yeah.
So it kind of removed some of the power of it. But Riley's absolutely right. The acting performances are incredible. Adam Driver can storm out of a million interviews. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
The man is
Let
an incredible
that guy
actor.
Do whatever he wants.
He can do whatever he wants. And Scarlett was fantastic as well. Merritt Weaver, as her sister, was great.
Yeah.
And Alan Alda, who I think legitimately has Parkinson's, is doing a fantastic job with what he's navigating.
Mm-hmm.
He does have Parkinson's?
I think he does because he has also Parkinson's as Ray Donovan, and you could see him shaking in the movie, so yeah. I don't know.
You know who was also great? Laura Dern.
Laura Dern was fantastic.
Because she's my favorite.
Yeah.
She's really great.
That and Little Women. She's
uh-huh.
great. My number 9 is Ford versus Ferrari.
Mm.
Yeah, one of the most enjoyable, thrilling, exciting films I've ever seen, and totally out of left field for me, because I thought it was going to be a standard race story,
right.
But this had so much more going for it, and it's incredible that they somehow turned the United States into an underdog in a situation. And, of course, that's actually what happened,
right.
But it still was badass to see American ingenuity figuring it out as it went along and fighting against those, you know, arrogant Italians. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
So, and great performances from Christian Bale and Matt Damon as well. Bale is really just Man, we're seeing some great actors this year.
Yeah. Really, really good actors. My number nine, speaking of good, a good cast, and one of the best, I think, casts in any movie this year is Knives Out.
Ah, yeah.
I love this movie. I was very happy to see kind of like the modern day version of Clue, you know. We hadn't seen a movie like this in a while that was that original, that was that funny. Well done, Cody. Well done with always with the sound bites. This is a great movie. I thought the script is probably one of my favorite screenplays of the year. Not only is it clever in the sense that, like, yes, you can predict the story, but the dialogue is just so funny and so clever. And Ana de Armas, I'm just in love with her. So
yeah.
Alex, your turn.
Drink your coffee first, Alex. Coffee. Okay, come on.
Pain and Glory.
Oh, Antonio Banderas. Wow. Yeah, the new Almodóvar.
Sí.
Ah! Pain. I don't know.
I have a lot of pain and glory.
Has anybody else seen it yet?
Not yet. It's on the screener list.
I think you'll
love
it.
Real conversation starter, Alex.
Yeah, good job, Alex. What's your number eight, Mark?
My number eight is Ford versus Ferrari.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Just loved it for all the reasons you said. It surprised the hell out of me. Mangold is unbelievable director on for this. I mean, he's just – this is – thank you for the sound effect because it's perfect. Yes, for all the reasons – I thought Damon – and Bale were, they're both going to be nominated. I hope they are. They were fantastic performances. So, number nine. Great movie.
Number nine?
Number eight.
What's your number eight, John?
Number eight.
Yeah, my number eight is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I mentioned already. I thought it was going to chart higher, but I got to be honest. And it's like you, Doreen, it's not my favorite Tarantino, but everything up until the last half an hour is fantastic.
Yeah.
Back to that era of Hollywood, that time. The way he evokes some of the dread of that Manson family when Pitt goes to visit them and the ranch. And then also Brad Pitt is just so incredible in the movie. And I think he actually does a better job than DiCaprio. But that
he was
being
my
said,
favorite part of the movie.
Yeah.
Brad was.
Yeah, Brad was great. But that being said, that scene between DiCaprio and the little girl, that's a scene that is just incredible. And to see what it leads to later on when he's having the meltdown in the trailer and comes back and does the scene, just phenomenal work on both sides of the ledger there.
I mean, that's a classic. No matter what you think of the movie, that's going to be a classic scene in cinema forever. It's really great. My number eight is going to piss some people off, but that is...
Oh, come on.
I have a big franchise movie on my list. I have Joker. I loved it. I was not expecting to love it. I thought it was just going to be fine. I really, really enjoyed this movie. I think that, yes, a lot of people are saying, oh, it's just King of Comedy. It's just Taxi Driver, whatever you want. I think it's specifically for the superhero genre. It's groundbreaking. It's the type of movie that we need right now, not to quote The Dark Knight, but I really enjoyed it. I think it's not just Joaquin's performance. It's a beautiful looking movie. It's one of, if not my favorite score of the whole year.
Yeah.
I think Gildur, the composer and cellist, did a fantastic job adding that element of the cello possibly being the Joker as like or coming out of Arthur. I can nerd out for hours about this movie. So
I
loved it.
I loved it too.
Alex.
I got Waves. Has anyone seen that yet?
Oh, I want to see that.
No.
Yeah. Well done, Cody.
Cool.
Very good film.
Oh, yeah. Rogo.
Loved it.
Cody, are you going to participate on this ranking at all?
Okay, so I didn't have time to rank things, but I do have 10 random movies from the year that were good.
Okay. I like it.
How far behind am I right now? Like two?
Three.
Three. John Wick 3 was pretty good. You guys see that?
Yes, yeah. It was.
That's a good one.
It's a great
Knives
one.
Out. We talked about that one. That's good.
Yep.
And High Flying Bird. Y'all see that one? The basketball one in Netflix?
Oh, with Andre Holland.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yep. Oh, I did not see that. I
haven't seen it, no.
Well, thanks for letting us know.
No worries.
To watch it. Okay. So what is your number seven, Mark?
My number seven is How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World.
That's a good one.
Come on.
That's a good one.
It's a beautiful movie. Yeah. This is a beautiful movie. Beautiful trilogy. I can't believe DreamWorks did this. I mean, it's the one trilogy of movies where it doesn't rely on pop culture. It's an original story. It feels original. I mean, it's classic boy and his dog story, but it's so beautiful, this end chapter. And it really pairs well with the Christmas special that dropped a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
It really – we watched it last night, and I cried at the Christmas special because it ties into the movie really beautifully.
Oh. Is that a dragon?
Is that
or
a dragon or Ford versus Ferrari?
Dragon, man. YouTube let me down.
You got to get toothless.
That's okay.
You got to get a toothless.
No, that is a really good trilogy. Great score too.
Yeah.
Oh, John Powell. Are you kidding me? It's
John, what's your seven?
Seven is Jojo Rabbit.
Ooh, oh, so good. Yeah. So good. That's higher on my list.
Oh, way higher on mine, too.
Yeah, I really love the movie. The first 10 minutes, I was like, what are we doing here? And,
this is apparently a
is
rabbit.
Is this a rabbit?
It's a rabbit?
Apparently.
Oh. That's Is the rabbit getting eaten by a coyote?
Right.
Or
is the Nazi stabbing the rabbit?
Yeah.
That's a bad idea, guys.
Yeah. Very bad idea.
I was like, what is happening, Cody?
That poor rabbit was being killed.
You couldn't find a favorite, the favorite, a little clip from the favorite? Yeah, this is oh my God. I can't possibly. Play some as Bugs Bunny, damn it.
Don't tell me what kind of rabbit.
just play a Trix commercial.
Yeah, Trix commercial. This is just great stuff from Taika Waititi as the director, and also what he did with Hitler was just fantastic and hilarious. And the kids were just fantastic.
Yeah,
Thomas
so
and McKenzie was so good, and the main kid as well. And there it is. Yeah,
yeah, my favorite.
That was Bugs Bunny, by
and
the way.
Scarlett was great.
That's my favorite Scarlett Johansson performance of the year.
Yeah, yeah, really good.
Yeah, my number seven is a movie that apparently not a lot of people have seen, but I loved Booksmart. You saw it like recently, right?
It's higher on my list.
Olivia Wilde just did this crazy movie that is to me one of the best coming of age stories we've seen in so long. Like if I was in high school, I would love this movie.
Yeah.
I think it portrays teenagers as they really are. I think it has a great message about accepting everybody no matter how different they are from you. I love this movie.
I couldn't agree with you more, but I'll get to it on my list.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Alex?
Rocket Man!
I don't know the words to it, but I love that movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. That was an honorable mention
for me. It's like a musical, a Broadway musical, put into film right away without being on stage, and I loved it.
Or covered in fur. Agreed.
Yeah, true. Definitely.
Agreed.
Maybe rabbit fur. Oh, I hope not.
Six, five,
Cody.
Four,
Rocket Man.
It's a rocket.
Oh. Ground control to Major Tom. Hey, Cody, what's on your list?
Thank you for asking. let me see. Let me pick another random movie. Peanut Butter Falcon was pretty good. Y'all see that one?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Okay. Riley, number six.
Number six is The Platform. It's a foreign film from Spain. I have no idea why it's not on Netflix yet. I've just been looking. It was acquired by Netflix at the Toronto Film Festival where it premiered. It's one of the craziest – like it feels like Bong Joon-ho. I can never pronounce it in my head. It feels like it's in that world.
Right.
Classism, horror, straight like survival. But it's I would highly recommend it. You can go to Netflix right now and add a reminder to it because it's up there on the site. So you can hit reminder and it will download whenever it's available. Okay. I don't know when
it's
that
is.
It's not available yet.
Okay.
But it's a Spanish movie, isn't it?
It's Spanish.
Yeah, so it's actually Spain. La Plataforma. That's what
it's the original title is.
Oh, I want to hear him say it.
Yeah.
No, I know, right?
Do it. In the meantime, while he's looking, John, what's your name?
El Hoyo.
El Hoyo.
El Hoyo.
El Hoyo.
Yeah, it's the hole.
The whole, yeah.
El Hoyo.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Hoyos are
you
my
guys
favorite.
Would love it. Kidding. You would, Darina, you would love this movie.
I will watch it when I can, for sure. I got a lot of catch up on at the end of this year. What's your number six, John?
Can you use it in a sentence? I'm going to throw Cody into the Oyo.
El Oyo.
If he keeps going.
El Oyo.
My number six is Avengers Endgame.
Cody. Oh, really high.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Listen, I just rewatched it again on Disney Plus over the weekend because my girlfriend had a brunch. I had 3 hours to kill. And I love this movie.
Yeah.
Just love it from top to bottom.
It's good.
The messages it has to say, the connection they all have with each other. Snap, I get it. what happens at the end is maybe one of the gutsiest things I've ever seen from a franchise. That's how you do a death of a main character in a franchise.
Is that a shot at Star Wars?
No, it was.
Sure looked like a,
I just
it
said.
Looked like it was a shot at
maybe not
franchise.
A shot, but it definitely went over the bow.
No, I just said that's how you do it, and have it have a real emotional resonant effect. And certainly Tony was incredible, and of course the last scene with Captain America. But all around, just a lot of stuff going, a lot of humor and a lot of seriousness going
on.
Man,
as much as I usually do not like romance stuff. And that ending, I was like, yep, this does it for me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That made me actually want to cuddle and not just have sex. Nice. So my number six is Dolomite She's is my name.
Oh, nice choice.
It's so
almost
good.
Made it. Almost made it on my list.
I think it's a perfect movie. I love that this is Eddie Murphy's comeback. The entire cast is fantastic. It's also such a joyful, positive movie about not giving up on your dreams. Yep. It's just really cool. You guys should check it out.
Yeah.
Alex, what's your number six?
Cody, good luck finding a soundbite for this, but it's Loose.
Oh,
Kelvin Harrison Jr. is my MVP of the year.
Okay.
And it's a great movie about model minorities, and it's very good.
Okay. We'll have to check it out. Okay, we got to move fast, guys, because we only got like 20 minutes
left.
Okay,
let's go through it.
Cody, you go.
Marriage Story.
Nice.
Good one. Mark.
Number five, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Love it.
Great.
Number five is Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Oh, I need to see that.
You need to see that. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen this, please find time over Christmas break to watch this thing. It's incredible.
Okay. I'm going to see that. You should also watch my number five, which is The Farewell, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I need
it's a
to
fantastic
see it
movie. Mm-hmm. You will cry unless you don't have a heart. What about you, Alex?
The Farewell.
Oh, nice. Jeez.
Yeah, Nine-Nine.
There you go. Really, really great movie. Cody?
I'm going to go with High Life. You guys see that with Robert Pattinson?
No.
Guys, space movie?
No, Robert I Pattinson. Need to see that.
That was this year?
He's playing Batman. That yeah, this just, is oh, this damn. Year.
I got to watch that. Okay.
I guess so. That's okay. Good. What's your number four, Mark?
Number four is Joker.
Great movie.
Come on. Nice. For all the reasons we said.
Yep. Number four is The Irishman for me.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. I made it through the 3.5 hours.
Yeah, it's good, man.
And it was damn good.
It's an honorable mention for mine. Didn't
I didn't go pee
10,
once.
But,
hey, I loved it.
That's impressive.
Yeah. It's on my honorable mention as well. My number four is Midsommar. Midsommar is one of the best, not just horror movies of this year, but the last few years. I think it's genius. Ari Aster is a magnificent filmmaker. Alex, what's your number four?
Where is it? Booksmart.
Yay! Yes. Cody?
Yeah, I'll go Booksmart, too.
Sweet. Nice. Really, everybody should watch that movie. Number three, Mark.
Across the board here, Booksmart, number three for me. Wow. Yeah, it's one of the most special movies of the year. Please go see it.
Fantastic.
Please, please.
I want to see Christian and Cody do the opening of Booksmart.
Agreed. Yeah. You guys gotta do that, Cody.
All right.
Sure. Let's just recreate an opening scene of a movie, John.
Oh my God.
That's really easy. Come on.
It's easy. Mm-hmm. My number three is Joker.
Great. Yeah. I'm so happy that's on everybody's list.
So good.
So good. My number three, Tigers Are Not Afraid. A lot of people don't know what this movie's about. But because it's not that big, but I think you can still watch it on Shudder. I'm not sure. But it is a beautiful, heartbreaking movie by this director called Issa Lopez.
That's a tiger.
There are tigers in it. It's amazing, guys. If you're going to pick any movie that's in any movie from the year to watch, this is the one. It's beautiful. Everybody needs to watch this movie.
It's great.
That was good.
I get it.
Number two, Mark.
Number.
Oh no, wait, Alex.
Thank
and Cody.
You, Cody.
Number three,
JoJo.
Oh, good one. Nice. Okay, Cody.
Did I say Knives Out?
No.
I'm
yes.
saying it now. Oh, I did say it. Shit, shit. Fighting with My Family.
Oh, that's a good one. Florence Pugh, man.
That is a good one.
Okay, number two, Mark.
Number two is Jojo Rabbit.
Oh wow!
That Come is on. Also my number two.
It is. Respect. Is it? It's mm-hmm. It's a beautiful movie for everything you talked mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. Taika Waititi, fantastic directing. I think he's going to be nominated for Best Director, and this is going to be nominated for Best Picture. There's the rabbit, and it's heartbreaking as much as it's funny, and it has a wonderful message. Mm-hmm.
Everybody should watch that movie. Yeah. What's your number two, John?
Parasite. You know what's up. Bong Joon-ho, fantastic film. I so hope it gets nominated for Best Picture. Please watch this if you haven't. So
I agree. My number two is Jojo Rabbit. Alex, Cody.
Marriage Story.
I'm going to go with Paddleton. You guys see that movie? It's a good movie. It's on Netflix. Mark Duplass.
No.
Dupla.
I thought you said Paddington at first.
No,
Paddleton.
Okay. Paddleton. It's a good movie.
Okay.
Check it out.
Okay.
Okay. Right. What's your number one, Mark Reilly?
Parasite.
Yay, me too.
Yeah, it's I knew it. There's a reason everybody's number one, a lot of people's number one is Parasite. That movie is fantastic. There's so much going on in it. Love it. Yeah. Please go see it.
You both haven't seen this one, I guess. 1917, that's my number one.
Haven't seen it, yep.
I guarantee your lists will change.
I have a feeling it will change because I need to see Knives Out and this.
Yeah, fair point. Those are the two. Yeah, 1917, incredible film, incredible technical achievement, but also the story and the acting and the heart of this film, fantastic. One of the greatest war films I've ever seen.
Yeah, that I have not seen that one, nor Portrait of a Lady on Fire. Yeah. Here is great. Yep. So I want to see those two. My number one's Parasite. I think both Parasite and Jojo Rabbit should be seen by everybody. Mm-hmm. I think they should both be nominated for Best Picture, Best Director. Yeah. They are fantastic movies. Alex?
Parasite, baby.
Yes.
All right.
Nice.
Cody.
Oh, it's my turn. Mine's definitely one that John Rocha did not already say. 1917.
Yeah.
Thank great you, Cody.
Great movie.
See, I keep hearing that. It's all Roger Deakins, man. I got to watch that.
And Sam Mendes is a great director. Alex, you haven't seen 1917?
I saw it, but I just have 10 other movies that I love more.
Just get out.
You
can leave right now. Wow. No way that Alita Battle Angel is better than 1917, Alex.
Got to have one wild card in there.
There's another one, too.
No, you don't. Yes, you do.
There's another one that I haven't seen.
Shit's getting real.
That
in
might
there.
Be on my list too. That people keep talking about is Uncut Gems.
Yeah I'm watching that this weekend.
Okay,
this
so you guys have not seen that either. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why it didn't make our list. Wait, you saw it already, Alex?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. It's really good.
But it didn't make your list.
It didn't make my list, unfortunately.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of good movies this year.
Well, we're very lucky that we had fantastic movies this year. We are going to open up the phone lines, please, Cody. Since we have about 15 minutes here, you guys can ask us questions. You can talk about the year, movies, whatever you want. Eddie Murphy, we are here and thankful for you guys for keeping us alive. So, right, aren't we, guys? They're all on their phone. They didn't care about it at all.
That's true.
Mark and John were both on their phone. They're like, no,
ready for my next show. I got to go.
Slaps coming in.
Anyways, Cody, please let us know when there's someone on the line. Are you guys, like, relieved the year's over? Are you exhausted?
I'm exhausted. I'm happy.
In a good way.
I'm relieved. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just need some.
But you feel good about it.
I feel good. I feel 2020 is going to be something special. I've already been getting my head in the game of some things I want to accomplish. Very excited about it. But I need to recharge the battery. I need some downtime like you wouldn't believe.
Working across the desk to this guy has been a fun year because
thanks, brother.
Riley is always driven to accomplish something, right? Mm-hmm. And I am as well. So it's great.
You are, dude.
It's great to see that on the other side because there's that kind of friendly motivation about it. So I always appreciate it. When he's got things in the hopper, that gets me even more excited because I don't know Riley to fail. He's like Harry Stamper in Armageddon. Riley can't fail. I know he'll get it done.
Thanks, brother.
I know he'll get it done.
Same back to you, dude.
Thank you, man.
You work your ass off, and I appreciate you sitting on the other side.
I love that you guys are kissing each other's ass.
Yeah, well, he's one of the best guys I know.
I want to know you, man. Want to make you smile. Want to be your sunshine.
Yeah.
Looks like we got a caller. You are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? It's Parker.
Hey Parker.
What's up, Parker?
So can I throw you guys my list?
Yes.
Quickly.
Go quick.
So I'm going to start at 13 just because I want to throw some movies into the conversation.
Okay, let's go your list. Let's go your list.
Fire them out one by one.
60 right, seconds.
13, Blinded by the Light.
Boom. Okay.
Nice.
12, The Lighthouse.
Boom. Ooh, I still have to see that.
11, Hustlers. Boom. 10, Dolomite Boom. Is My Name.
Yeah.
Nice.
9, The Farewell. 8, Ford versus Ferrari.
Nice.
7, Jojo Rabbit.
Nice.
6, Knives Out.
Nice.
5, Avengers Endgame.
Oh, right on.
4, Booksmart.
Yes. It's up there high.
3, Marriage Story.
Yes. 6,
2, The Irishman.
What's your number 1?
Parasite.
Nice. Nice. Thanks for calling,
great
dude.
Great list.
Good list.
I'm sorry. I got to throw this out there.
What?
Shoot.
I don't want to throw a sting in the pile, but I got to say my overrated movie of the year is Joker. I'm sorry.
Wow. All right. Fair enough.
You do not be sorry for your opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's your opinion, your taste in movies. Well, how can we argue with that?
It made a billion dollars without you, so that's all.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, Parker.
He had to do it a little bit. Thank you for the call, Parker. A lot of my friends feel the same way. That's just
really? They think it's overrated?
What?
Yeah,
a bunch of my friends. Yeah, I told you it was like Blade Runner 2049. Some of us loved it and some of us hated it, and we kept talking about it for weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie just happened.
Really cool.
I know it is.
I know.
So is 2049.
Anyways.
Let's take a day trip to Santa Barbara. Me and you. Let's hit up some charming shops. Let's buy some antiques.
Antiques. Caller, you are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm Adrian. I'm from the UK. How is everyone?
Hi.
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you all? Merry Christmas to you all.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you as well. How's it going? Yeah. What, you have a question for us?
Yeah. I just wanted to One thing I want to agree with you, Darina, is I love Batman Returns, so don't let Cody tell you any different.
Yes.
That's right. Mm. This is my favorite call. Cody, how dare you fart on our caller?
AJ, where are you from? What city?
I'm originally from Manchester, yeah, but I'm living
Manchester.
In North Wales at the minute.
Yeah, I know that accent. Manchester. I know that accent.
Yeah.
As a Liverpool fan, I'm aware of that accent.
What I was ringing for is I went to see The Rise of Skywalker last week.
Okay.
And I'm not the world's biggest Star Wars fan, and I'm more of a Star Trek fan, but I actually enjoyed it. It was a
great,
very good film. I thought a couple of scenes were dragged a bit, but the fight scenes were amazing. Like, am I allowed to drop spoilers, or is it still too soon?
Nah, I'd hold off on spoilers.
Yeah,
let people see it with their families during Christmas.
Yep.
Okay.
But
okay,
I'm glad you enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, the fights in it, not giving too much away. I can't do it without giving it away, but I'm very nervous and shaking now because I never thought I'd get through.
You're good.
Thank you for the call. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. I have to agree with... That's the thing. I never thought I'd get through, so I don't really have one. I just wanted to say
okay. No,
that's quite all right.
That's good enough, Adrian. Thank you.
And Mark, I love the Superman jumper.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And when I first started watching the Smallville, it was you and the Outlaw I first watched on YouTube. So it's just a dream come true for me.
Thank you, man.
Aww. Nice, dude. Thank you so much.
That's so sweet. Thank you for the support, and I hope you have a good holiday break.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. I love calls like that anyways. And I also love it when we get it, from other countries.
I love the Brits.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Brits.
I mean, we do like their football.
We do.
Yes. Cody, please let us when there's somebody else on the line. We got about 10 minutes.
Hold each other.
Where is this from? I don't want this.
I don't know.
It's my favorite sound right now.
He's going to play all of it.
Are y'all there?
Just, listen to what I'm saying.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
What's your name?
This is Max from, Max from Phoenix.
What's up, Max?
Hey, Max.
Hey, Max.
How's it going? What do you got for us today?
Going good. I've been watching the show for so long, I've never gotten through. I'm super excited. I just wanted to first off say you guys always do a great job. I love your show. I've been watching it for like a year now. It's fantastic. I think Darina, you and Roxy have been doing a great job taking over.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
So I know I don't have a top 10 and I've missed so many movies this year. So I just wanted to talk about Star Wars a little bit.
Sure.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Of course. Okay. Talk about anything you want.
Man, Riley, I wish I could take like 2 hours and just talk Star Wars with you specifically for so long. I would just love to pick your brain on a lot of stuff.
No, thanks, man.
But after getting out of The Rise of Skywalker, I got to say that movie, I thought it was enjoyable, but honestly, it made me look back more on The Last Jedi more than anything and look at like its place in the trilogy saga, like the sequel trilogy. And I have no problem with the plot points that Johnson did, but I just feel like it definitely, looking at the trilogy as a whole, it went out of line with like the whole story arc. And that just, I don't know, I wish we could have had a more cohesive story, because it feels like they took an episode of The Clone Wars and elongated it, because I'm sorry, but running out of fuel is not what a saga movie should be about. Mm. And that was too much of it. So I wish they could have just done something different there. But I think, overall, The Rise of Skywalker was a pretty good end to the trilogy. There was definitely a lot of fan service, Darina. I know where you're coming from with that. But I liked it overall.
Good.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it, Parker. Max, not Parker. That was the other guy. Sorry.
But I feel like overall, it did like a good ending for the trilogy. It was interesting. I think they're going to leave it open, so I'm looking forward to see what they do next on that. And I also know on my list, because I know you guys here, Parasite and Jojo Rabbit are the top two that I want to see. Cool. And I'm probably going to throw 1917 in there after hearing you guys talk it up.
I can't wait to see it.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Max.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
You too.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate.
I'm glad people are liking a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
End of the day.
I'm glad when people find enjoyment in anything. Mm-hmm. So.
And like it. Don't need other people to validate you liking it.
Right. Yeah, just because some of us don't like it doesn't mean that we don't want you to like it.
Yeah, Peter said in that review, I'm like, who the F am I? Who did, like, if you want to see this movie and you like it, go.
Exactly. Like, it is a free country. Excited. It's supposed to be, right?
Peter Cerretta tweeted from Slash Film. He tweeted like, oh, I was kind of, you know, I had my opinion about it. I loved it, but I wasn't. But seeing so many people not like it, I was questioning. And then I went with 10 of my friends again, and they loved it. And it kind of made me feel more happy about my opinion. I'm like, you don't even need that. Just be happy if you loved it. And if you didn't, you didn't. That's how it goes. Yeah. It's okay.
See, like,
give you some meaningful compliments.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't like Batman Returns. Caller, you are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, this is David from Anaheim.
Hey, David.
Hey, David. What's up, David?
I'm sorry. This is pretty crazy. This is the first time I'm calling, actually.
Oh, well, welcome. But, what do you got for us today?
Oh, I just wanted to discuss if you guys talked about Daniel Radcliffe maybe playing Moon Knight in the new Moon Knight series.
Ooh. I saw that over the weekend.
Ooh, I
is
did not.
Is that for reals?
Maybe.
Is it a rumor or is
rumors
it like...
that, there, that he's in contention.
Okay.
Okay,
I love this idea.
That's a great
me
idea.
Too.
He's
you
a, kidding
he's
me?
He's a pretty good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thank you. Do you have a question for us?
Oh, no. I was just asking who would you guys like to play Moon Knight? My pick would be Dan Stevens from The Guest.
Ooh, yeah. Great actor. Cool.
Nice choice.
Yeah, thank you for the call. What do you guys think?
I like it because
John Cena would be great.
Yeah, I think
John Cena
sure.
would be good.
Slightly
always.
Larger Moon Knight, but yeah,
I mean, he's always my first pick.
Yeah,
for
right.
Is John Cena. Yeah, definitely.
I'm Mark Spector. You can't see me. I would say definitely Daniel Radcliffe because I think Radcliffe does a great job playing characters that are kind of out of their mind.
Right.
He's done a lot of that in the last few. Movies, and also Spectre is a guy who's constantly struggling with these different parts of himself,
right.
And the curse of being Moon Knight and the Ankh and all of that. But I love the idea of Dan Stevens, although he just did Legion, which is also kind of an unreliable narrator type of stuff.
Right.
So I don't know, but I would love to see those two guys. They're great choices.
I mean, in that case, my first thought was because of Split, James McAvoy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like that. Mm. But then, again, he would be playing a similar sort
right.
of character.
And he's already doing Black Mask for Birds of Prey, so yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's Ewan McGregor.
I'm sorry, Ewan McGregor. Sorry,
Well, I like Dan Stevens. That when he said it, I was like, yeah, that sounds really cool. But if Daniel Radcliffe is honestly going to get it, that would be my pick.
Yeah,
he's great.
Yeah,
I would love to see him just go batshit crazy in something. I don't know how far they're going to lean into some of the more interesting psychological things about Moon Knight, but I can't wait to see what they do with it and who they cast.
After seeing the Tenet trailer this past weekend, I think I want to see more John David Washington and everything.
Yes, I agree. I didn't even know he was an actor until I saw Black Klansman, and I was like, oh, this is Denzel Washington's son. That makes sense that why he's such a good actor. So yeah I agree, Alex. I think we have time for
one
more call.
I got you an orchid, baby.
Where's that from? Please tell me.
No, it's better with the mystery.
God,
it does.
Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? This is Calvin.
What's
hey,
up, Calvin?
Calvin with the good voice.
Calvin's like,
what's going on, guys?
You just made John very happy. Apparently,
I love
it,
Calvin.
When you call. You just put us in that mood.
Yeah, man.
I'm just right there with you now.
Good radio voice, Calvin. How you doing today? What do you got?
Christmas is starting.
But yet I wanted to tell Roka, after sending him a tweet talking about it, but I play pool a lot on the weekends.
Okay.
And during the tournaments, I always yell when I'm in the middle of it, I'm winning, I'm doing good. I'm like, I want some candy ass. I always yell, I have to. And that's because of Cody putting that shit in my brain. I do have a question, and I'm going to make it real quick because I know y'all about out of time. But I do have to tell the arena, I do kind of, it's kind of like the Peanut Butter Falcon thing. I liked Joker. I didn't think it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it, but it was fine. But anyway, I wanted to know what if y'all had any New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
I'll see.
Okay, well, thank you for the call, Calvin, and have a great holiday. We will hopefully hear from your amazing voice next year.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Hope so.
New Year's resolution, guys. Anyone? We do talk about it a little bit by the way, guys, we have a couple of pre-tapes coming up. This is our last live show of the year, but we do have a Christmas pre-tape and a New Year's pre-tape where we go get all dumb and personal, and it's pretty great.
Yeah.
But New Year's resolutions, guys. Anybody? Do you guys make them every year?
Yeah. Usually.
What are yours?
Well, my number one resolution every year is to be in a better position than I was last year. Mm. Whether I'm more successful or not is irrelevant. Is what did I do to get to where I wanted to get to?
Okay.
So I'm always like – and I definitely feel good about that this year as the year is ending. So my goal is to even be further in doing what I love to do, which is hosting shows one way or another, sports or film, whatever it is. Getting back into shape, I'm about 20 pounds overweight, which is frustrating for me because I got a call from Kaiser Permanente saying we need to put you on the weight management program, which is weird.
Mm.
So marrying my girlfriend. So there we go. Those are my resolutions.
Well,
for
you
the
are
year.
A fantastic host, so you're only going to get better.
We'll see.
What about you, Mark? Do you have any?
Yeah, I'm going to get in shape. You know, for the wedding, I'd like to lose some weight, get more active. So that's a big one for me. Career-wise. I did say it's like I finished a script and I'm very excited about that, but my main goal is to like tinker, polish, get it really ready and take it out hard this time. Really take it out and get it out there so more people can read it. But then a new goal that I just came up with the other day is I'm going to start my first book.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's
awesome.
Something that I've been wanting to do, and I just feel like nowadays, with every movie that's being made needing to be based on an IP, an existing IP,
right.
I'm going to go create that IP
so
that it can be for a movie later on.
Oh, that's you're talking about a fiction book, like a novel.
Fiction.
Oh.
Novel.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, it's going to be in a genre that, that I don't want to show it now, but I'm very excited. That's going to be something that I really focus on and go in hard. Yeah.
Speaking of hard, Cody actually wrote the word hard with a question mark on the
Just hard?
Yeah.
Going hard?
Yeah. I'm
going
to go in hard on this. Cody?
Cody, he's going to go hard.
Hard.
Right. Hard is
Mark
the word
wants to
I'm
go
using.
Hard.
Going I want to be going in.
Super hard, Mark.
Really hard. Yeah, hard.
I'm so tired. I can't wait for the show
Cody, Alex,
to be done.
Do you guys have any New Year's resolutions?
To not be a piece of shit. Alex, what's yours?
Oh,
jeez, Cody.
I had another one in addition to the ones I shared on our New Year's show. It's to call my family more.
Aww.
Yeah, dude.
Talk to them as much.
Call your family more. Jesus.
John's like, call your mom, you dick.
I'm shaving your mustache and make you call your mom.
I stopped making New Year's resolutions because I'm trying to live my life day by day because it's really hard to look forward and I'm really tired and I'm just trying to survive each day when I wake up. I'm like, this again, got to make sure I do it. However, I agree with Cody. Just be kinder. Don't be a dick. Hopefully... I think that we are all very lucky to be here, stuck with each other, whether we agree or not agree on everything, because it's impossible to agree on everything. But it's a magical time, guys. It's a crazy time to be alive. But we're alive. We're all stuck with each other. So we might as well make the best of it. And we talk about movies and silly things here, but we really are thankful for you guys, for all your support, for keeping us watching. Because why would people watch us? I don't know why they keep watching
us. Because we entertain them.
Apparently.
And thank God that we do.
Exactly. So thank you for sharing your passion with movies and everything we love. Thank you, John Rocha, for
thank
being
you.
Awesome.
Thank all
thank
of you.
Thank you, Mark Riley.
Thank you.
Cody and Alex in the booth. Thank you guys for everything. Remember to be kind out there. It's a hard time, the holidays, whether you're alone or not. You're not alone. You have us. You have movies. You have food. You have all of the good things. So we will see you next year. We love you.
Napa Know-How. At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How. Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
Stay little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast,
From Negative to Positive, brought to you by my friends over at State Farm. I believe that to have success, you got to play the game so that the game doesn't play you. You know, the biggest risk you take is not taking one. It's very important that you make sure that you make the most out of your money, especially when it comes to insurance. State Farm offers surprisingly great rates. They have great agents standing by helping you personalize your coverage. All this is backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. It's a great price with an even greater service. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.